This is Twit.
Sad note on the net neutrality front. we have been following how the various states have been trying to forge into the breach left by the FCC, and that California was looking to be a leader in that regard. I still, you know, don't count California out because it still has a net neutrality bill that maybe in this new watered down form is even more likely to pass. But it was going to be a lot stronger until this week. Instead, it went into committee, the Assembly Communications Committee in the state government, and some of its more toothy provisions were removed as the result of lobbying by a group, AT&T, and a group that represents Comcast, Charter, Cox, and other cable companies have been pushing for these changes, and these changes were made. So the bill as amended is still going to ban blocking or throttling unlawful internet traffic and paid prioritization. So it's going to look a lot like the open internet rules that just went away. But there were some stronger provisions that would have specifically addressed zero rating, which wasn't addressed in the open internet rules. They specifically addressed a bandwidth minimum at network interconnection points. If everyone remembers what happened with Netflix in 2013 and 14, that is what that's designed to address. Certain other changes as well that, again, just sort of removed some of the teeth from the bill that net neutrality advocates have been happy to see there. So the bill's still alive. It still has utility, but it's not going to be as strong as it would have been before this week. Any thoughts on this, Mike?
No, I think you summed it up beautifully.
All right, Lisa?
Well, I do think that it's good that California's continuing to lead the way in trying to preserve some form of net neutrality. I was very encouraged that they introduced this bill. Even if it's watered down, it's better than no bill. And I'm optimistic that, all the large companies in the state of California who depend on net neutrality for their business model, you would think with all the profits they're making that they would be able to match the lobbying power of the cell phone providers, but we'll keep an eye on it and see what happens.